What's up, my friends? It's Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince Podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Today's topic is this: look back to move forward. Okay, so I got one of those Facebook notifications today that was a three-year flashback to the most commented on post that I had in 2015, right? So it was December 4, 2015, and I had a photo. I just put up a photo and had like a little bit of a backstory about the Royal Fitness journey and then what we've sort of done and how we've grown. Now, this photo was of me in our current facility in One Park Street, and it was basically an empty car factory, ex-car factory, and I was just standing in the middle of it with my arms in the air like, oh, what the fuck have I done? No, this is incredible. I was really happy and really proud of ourselves. We got the keys that day. It was just a great win for Royal Fitness, a great win for myself. I was 25 years old and I was able to secure a building that we could work out of and use for our ideal gym facility, backed onto a big oval. Like, everything about it had the space that we need. Everything about it is tremendous. Like, it still is. It's still exactly what you could want in a gym facility, like literally a dream facility. There's other facilities around that are in the industrial area, and we used to have two in the industrial areas in Bacchus Marsh. And essentially, like, if you wanted to do any running, it was on the road around trucks and shit like that. If you wanted to do any stuff outside, it was on fucking gravel. Like, it was just shitty compared to having like a grassed green oval at the back that's well looked after, well maintained, and it's just really a beautiful area. Now, why this whole story, this come into me, like, looking back now and thinking about it, like, what we've actually done as Royal Fitness. Now, Royal Fitness started, before it started, I used to be a PT in the Bacchus Marsh Leisure Centre. It was the YMCA, and then it worked, and Belgravia took it over, and basically I worked there for years. And you know, in that game, I started with a three-hour gym floor shift, and eventually I got my first personal training client after a few months, and I built myself up into that place where I was doing a lot of personal training out of there and a lot of, like, a heap of group stuff, and it was just really, really cool. And then from there, I was over in Fitness Kick in Flemington working both jobs at the same time, so I was working massive hours at these stages, like huge, huge days, 10, 12, 14-hour days, and It was a grind. But the reason I was doing that was to learn and grow and get around different facilities, get around different places, and start to understand different modalities of training. And it worked. It was really, really good. There's a lot of people that become coaches and they study courses, which I've done, but they don't really immerse themselves in different environments. So they don't really get the full, coaching experience, the coach's experience. And they just don't get it. They don't really get under a proper mentor who cares about them and has them as a part of their business for multiple years and I suppose trains them up as best they can, really. Like, it's a really big advantage that I had with that, and I appreciate that. And then from there, I got to a point where I was like, all right, cool. The YMCA switched over to Belgravia, so there's this transition period. I'm like, okay, this is a good idea for me to drop back a little bit and start doing my own thing. I always wanted to do my own thing. So I started doing some of my personal training out of mum's garage, right? I decked out the garage, had a piece of carpet, had a war machine, which I still have that war machine today, a few kettlebells, a chin-up and dip bar, and that was it. That was my gym, right? And my personal training clients would come out and they would train in there with me, and we'd get them fit and strong and do all that sort of stuff. Now, from there, over the time, we built that up, and we made it look really, really sick. We built this massive matrix in the backyard with a 6-meter rope climbing rope. There's two ropes there so you could race each other up. There was stall bars, there was like chin-up bars at all different heights, fat groups, skinny groups, all this sort of stuff. We had the roof in mum's garage reinforced. It's still there like that to this day, reinforced with a beam so we could do like monkey bars across it. We had three squat racks in there, like in this two-car garage. Like, it was sick. It was the ultimate garage for training people ever. It was amazing, absolutely awesome. But it got to the point where we outgrew that. From there, we grew into Griffith Street Gym, I call it, and that was the first facility that we had. And what happened in that, there was we used that and had, you know, new staff members come on, and we started to grow and expand, and we basically doubled in size and grew. And then we went and opened up a second one around the corner in Smith Street, the Smith Street Gym. So we had the two going at the same time. And then when this opportunity came up to secure this factory that we're in now, it was a no-brainer. Like, I was paying double rents, which was an absolute killer. right? Like, people are like, oh, you got so many clients, you must be killing it. And when you're paying like so much in rent and you got so many bills and you got staff and stuff like that, you'd be surprised at the profit level. So that was something that was absolutely bleeding us dry. Like, it just affected the way I could invest in like mentorships and all that sort of stuff. Like, it did. And then once we're able to secure this place, I was able to start going, okay, cool, this is our future, this is where we're going to be forever, this is the place, this is what we're going to do. And I was able to start implementing other things, hiring coaches, so I could up-level my skills at higher levels, I could help up-level my staff at higher levels, and we could really grow and expand, and it's really the dream facility. Now, I'll tell you all that, that's basically 10 years compressed down into like 4 minutes, right? Now, this game that I'm looking at, well, today I'm going to be, it's all about looking back, it's all about looking at that journey, and checking out like what we did. I was 25 years old when this happened, so that time process was between 18 and 25, so that was 7 years. Now it's 3 years on, so it's over 10 years now, and I've learned a lot in this time. Now there's a lot of stuff that I've learned, and that's the interesting part. They're the things that I'm going to hold on to. This is where people screw up a little bit. They look back in the past and they try and like be like, nah, I'm living in the present, I'm going to focus on the future, I don't need to focus on the past. But the past, you can build yourself up. If you think of like scaffolding, think of the past as your scaffolding to build that building. And now my job for myself is to move and shift into the building, get rid of the scaffolding, move to that next stage, move to that next level. But you can't do that without looking back and retaining and regaining those skills that you have. So it's just a really big concept to look at. If you don't look back in the past, you don't look back and take lessons from stuff you've done that are wins or things that are negative, then you don't take appropriate action from those lessons, you're going to keep repeating the same shit, and it's going to be very, very difficult. And when you start to think of this game of expansion and make it like your soul calling, right, to keep growing across the board, to be, you know, weaponizing your body, bulletproofing your mind, connecting with those that really matter, and then like producing at a high level, and then along that journey all having fun at the same time, when you start to live this game, it's an interesting shift that will happen. It's like a time warp. So you can forget what you've done in the past, you can forget that you've got wins and achievements, that if you were just to look back a little bit, that's actually momentum for you to keep moving forward. All right, now, what I'm going to do, my plan of attack for today, is to look back in the past, all the lessons, take what I can out of it, take what I like and keep, and then get rid of everything else. All right, start to think of like, okay, cool, this is where I'm going. I know where my future's going. We've planned that out based off a 10 and 25 year framework and a plan in that game. So we're like, okay, cool, this is where we want to head. These are the short-term action steps that we need to take. This is what I need to do now. And these are the skills from the past that I'm going to be utilizing. So I've got now this complete framework to keep moving forward. So what I'm going to ask you guys is very, very simple. What can you learn from your past? Across your body, across you, in your mind, in your relationships, in your production, in the fun that you've had in the past. What can you learn from those experiences in the past? Now, part two to that. How can you double down on those things, those lessons that you've learned, those skills that you've attributed? How can you double down on that stuff to help accelerate you forwards into the future? All right, so what I want you to do, guys, take out your phone, take out your pen, paper, whatever you need to do. Jot this shit down. What can you learn from the past? How can you apply that to the things that you're moving towards in the future? And get really, really fucking clear on that, because that will absolutely shift your mindset moving forwards. So I can guarantee it. All right, that's all I've got for you guys today. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to hit me up. If you are somebody who's interested, if you've been sitting on the fence and you're interested in joining Royal Fitness to start shifting your body and mind forwards, hit us up. Let's go. Right, we're taking on a heap of clients at the moment over summer. We've got some big plans for next year, and I'd love to have you a part of it. If you're listening to this, you're obviously in the right mindset to do that. I can guarantee that you'll be around some great people. You'll transform your body and you'll start to grow, and nothing will hold you back once you're in that thing. You'll get your confidence. Everything will start shifting in the right direction, and you'll just really feel on fire, and that's the point. That's why I do what I do. All right, guys, that's all I got for you guys today. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.